Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
All right, I'll go first. Yo, what's up?
Just pretend like we haven't been talking just about stress for the past like 5 minutes already. Dude, how are you? I'm loving the big bun.
Oh my God, it's because my hair needs to be washed. It needs to be washed so bad it like smells. I
Dude, real
know.
talk, your hair needed washed last Monday. So that tells me you haven't washed it since last Monday.
I know. It's
Real
bad.
talk though, Monday was hair wash day for me and I feel like a bad bitch. I love it.
I will keep pushing it, but like I needed to wash it last night for sure. And then I was like, no, I'm just going to do it today because I had things I had to do last night after my shower. And I have a real big issue with like wet hair. So like I have to wash my hair and go to bed. Like I can't
Question
do anything.
For you. So you have a thing with wet hair. If you touch wet hair, whether it's yours or someone else's, do you gag?
I don't. I like, I don't. I can't think of a time. Well, actually, no, I don't. Because when I used to cut hair, I used to cut it wet. So like, it didn't bother me.
Got you. For me, like, my wet hair is fine. I'm washing my hair, conditioning my hair, no big deal. Even if I'm like blow drying it, it's no big deal. But if I'm like washing my dishes or something and like, you know, you have a stray hair that just like flakes into existence and you're like washing it and it's wet and it's on you, I'm like,
oh, yeah, that's bad. It's like, it's more of an annoyance for me, but no, it doesn't make me gag. Like for me,
oh,
I don't like the wet hair on my neck. That's the reason why. I don't like that wet dribble down the back. And mine's like, we'll talk about it one day, me and you, because mine's linked with like a childhood trauma. And that's why I don't like it. I know, see, girl, all my weird things, I know where they come from because I've done the work. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why am I weird like this? Why
Well,
do I
question
have
for you though. Let's say you wash your hair, you put on like your bra, and you like pull out your hair out from your bra, but then you have a couple of like hairs like in your bra. Does Alex ever like give you back scratches and like pull out the hair? It's like have you ever had experienced that phenomenon? It's kind of like the same line as like a butt hair where you like
Oh yeah,
pull it.
I was just gonna say the butt hair. That's so funny you bring it up.
Yeah, so like, do you like that or does that still gross you out?
No, I feel it's like a relief.
It's cathartic. Yeah, me too. Like, literally, I miss wearing bras. I miss wearing bras because Eric used to do back scratches and like pull them out. And I was like, oh, it's like the closest thing you can get to like having an orgasm without masturbating. Like, I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's funny. Yeah, I know. It's like that sense of like relief. You're like, oh. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, so I like that. I do enjoy that. But my week's been fucking great. And let me tell you, well, I already told you this week when we were texting, like my poops have been so good. And that was something I was so worried about. But seriously, guys. So like I talked about it before, like I got pulled out of the gym and I've been back in the gym this week. And the reason we pulled me out was because my biofeedback was so bad. Not so bad, but bad for what it's been. And this past week, oh my God, dude, like my lifts feel better. My digestion's back on track. My fasted blood glucose came down. My weight's still up a little bit. I'm still holding a little bit of water, but I have fucking Hashimoto's and a child. So what do you want from me? But like, I feel 100% better. And like, is it the fact that I rested for a week or is it because I started taking that beef liver complex that Ash, yeah, I started taking it like 4 days ago and I was like, is it the placebo effect or does it actually work that
Well,
fast?
dude, if you're like, you were really fucking deficient in iron. So like
Yeah.
it probably, you probably do feel like $1 billion now.
And then like, I was just like the other day, I just took like a handful of spinach, like raw, didn't even cook it and just put it in my mouth. I'm like, I need this right now. I was like, I'm being aggressive.
Dude, I love
But
that. I mean, literally that, when that check engine light comes on with digestion, poor sleep, high fasting blood glucose, water retention, like maybe even poor energy in the gym or poor progression. Like I even pulled an athlete out of the gym and we're in the middle of a cycle right now, but she has all these things going on right now. Like she's like getting a new house. She was finishing like all of these things. And she noted, and she was honest with me with her check-in with how she is feeling. Didn't miss a fucking beat though. Had no deviations. And so I was like, okay, well, we don't have a consistency problem. So let's just take a deload. No gym until we can reconvene next Monday and we'll see how you go. Go move, be safe, stay on top of your controllables. But like, Let's just like pause so that way we can prolong our health phase or prolong our growth phase, excuse me, so that way we don't have to fucking take a health phase right now. And yeah, like it sucks to be out of the gym sometimes when you know you love it, but also when you get to that point in your career as like a bodybuilder and your coach is like, yo, it's time for a deload or like no gym this week, you're like, thank Christ.
I was just about to say that because, like, I had two separate conversations with people today. I'm like, you're not gonna want to hear this, but like, I need to pull you out.
Yeah.
Like, I need to pull you out. You're not like, your sleep is impaired, your digestion's impaired. Like, you're telling me, like, you want to indulge in all these meals off of your plan. I'm like, okay, well, hunger signaling is different. Like, you know, I'm like, that's stress. So,
Yep.
what can I do to help you? All right, well, I'm gonna pull you out of the gym. Like, you're not gonna like that. But then, like, for me, like, when Mark's like, yeah, let's rest. I was like, oh yeah, my body feels like shit. Like, I need to be told to have a fucking timeout, even though like I knew it was coming. But like you said, like before you get to that point, especially for people that are like us, like at this higher caliber where it's like we don't miss a beat. Like if Mark didn't pull me out, like I will keep showing up, even though I know better, but I'm like, I'm still checking my boxes. Like that's why I have a coach for someone to tell me to sit out, because like for me and you, like it's just all right, like it's not an adherence issue for us. It's more of like, all right, well, I guess I'll just keep driving myself into the fucking ground because I will. I mean, that's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where even though we have a high level of self-awareness, it's like we are still human. We still have emotions. And when our autopilot and our norm is just to continue checking off the boxes, it's like sometimes our boxes need to be looking a little bit different. So it's not that. So if your coach tells you to rest and you choose to like go do cardio, like let's say you're not sleeping, right? And you're choosing to like push yourself in the gym or do extra steps or do extra cardio, like you're not getting an A plus for going above and beyond. If anything, you're choosing to ignore your coach's recommendation, which by the way, you hired them to help you, and instead are giving into your emotion and following your own plan because maybe it makes you feel better or more productive. In reality, you're getting a D for that week. You are failing yourself because you are choosing to give into your emotion rather than understanding that when your coach makes decisions for you, it's not to punish you. It's not because you're a bad fucking person. It's because your body is screaming for help. Your check engine lights are coming on. You have a fucking wheel on the side of the goddamn highway and you're still driving the fucking car. It's like, let's just like put the fucking car on the side of the highway, put the blinkers on and just park the damn thing and just take a second.
Me and you in car analogies. That was another analogy I used today, just about like pulling over, pull the fuck over. But yeah, no, I mean, like that kind of goes into our topic today about like the self-awareness and the actions that you're doing that cause like you to not be able to lose weight and struggle with your health. One thing that relates to the gym, though, and I know you've taken classes with Dom Kuza before, and this is something he said in one of our classes, and he's like, what was it? He's like, yeah, when I first get people like that are just like that, that just like always want to work out or blah blah blah. He's like, most of the time, he's like, I don't program training for them. I say like training in the gym is earned, and I was like, oh shit. And he's like, I was like, what do you mean by that? Like most people come to us for that, right? And he's like, if you can't hit your sleep, if you can't hit your nutrition, if you can't hit your water, if you can't do X, Y, and Z, what in God's name makes you think you can go train? Because you need all of those things to train. So he's like, once you can show me adherence and compliance, because like he's like, some people like getting to the gym's the easy part, it's everything else that they can't do, and that's where the issue lies. And I was like, damn.
Dude, that's a good nugget. I love that. I think it's really important to understand that you as a person are not above the basics or the fundamentals. Like you're not like anyone that's an expert in something has mastered the fundamentals and the basics. They have refined them to be practically flawless, right? Which is why they are experts, they are masters, they are teachers, because they understand how important and vital these tasks are to become the best and the great at something. Like you don't like just go from being like a complete beginner to master because you found the secret. The secret lies in how successful you are with mastering the basics and the fundamentals. That is so important to understand.
It really is. And like that's what ties into like today's topic is like the fact that like everyone wants to jump ship, like, oh man, yeah, like I have gut dysbiosis, I have hormonal issues, like that's why I can't lose weight. Something's wrong with my hormones. I hear this shit at least 5 times a day through people like messaging me on DMs and on Instagram and whatever. And they're like, Yeah, I've just been really struggling. I've been doing everything possible and I still can't lose weight. I know my hormones are off. Like something is so fucked up, blah, 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 and XYZ. And that's when I start to ask questions. I'm like, okay, it's probably true. Yes, we know hormones can definitely fuck shit up and make it hard to lose weight. But I'll be like, okay, so how's your sleep?
How are you fucking
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, people don't realize that. Like, okay, so why are the reasons? Like, what's the reason that your hormones are messed up? What is it? Because that's what you need to find is that root cause. And I guarantee you, people, it's literally those fundamentals. You're not sleeping. You've never eaten a goddamn fruit in your fucking life or a vegetable. You're like, what's that? What's that? I don't even know. I mean, maybe you did have like a piece of lettuce on your Big Mac. I don't know. Maybe
You
you
have that shredded iceberg hanging
did.
on for dear life. The pickles are on the
Dude.
side of the bun, just being like, please.
It's like because it's so soggy. It's like soggy lettuce from all the grease. But yeah, I mean that's what it comes down to. And people don't have that realization or like that understanding or even self-awareness where it's like, oh, I'm the reason my hormones are fucked up.
It's so much easier to blame your hormones and be like, you hear about cortisol, the stress hormone. Oh, it's easy to blame my cortisol for the why I can't lose fat. So I'm gonna slap some ashwagandha on it. And it's like, you cannot ashwagandha yourself to death when you have poor boundaries, lack of scheduling, lack of downtime. Like, how do you expect to reset yourself and refocus for the week ahead when you don't program rest in? When you don't give yourself time to plan so you can be successful. Like, people feel so stretched thin all the time and overwhelmed, but it's like, how many hours a week or even hours a day are you spending on your phone in front of screens or dicking off with your time, like not really being intentional with how you spend it? It's like, you have no one to blame but yourself. And I get that that ownership is hard, that accountability is hard to accept. But when you understand and you realize that you are your own problem, you get to fix it, right? You get to fix it. And if you don't understand how to fix it, that's why having a coach and having someone to give you perspective is so powerful. Because even if you feel totally lost and overwhelmed and consumed by the information on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, when you hire someone to help you, they're able to disregard your emotions. So therefore, they can see facts. And then when you have emotions and you have a lot of things on your mind, and you're giving them biofeedback and details about how you're living, they can be like, oh, well, you feel bad because you're not sleeping. You are macro hoarding at the end of the night. You eat more processed foods, and nothing in your meal plan is green other than your Shrek ketchup. It's like, that's a problem. Dude, I know. Shrek ketchup is just a total 2000 memory.
Love it. Love it. But no, I mean, like the feelings and the facts is such a huge thing too. And that's like when I start to ask people like those questions, because I mean, perfect example today. I had a girl, this she's just funny. She's like, I just feel really wide. I feel so wide this week. And I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, I'm just feeling wide. And I was like, can you fit through the door frame? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you're not wide.
Dude.
That was my fact check. I'm like, if you're wide, you can't fit through the door.
Dude, that I'm this gonna this is gonna be me being emotional for a second, guys. So if you tell me you feel wide or you feel fat or you feel obese, like none of those are real feelings. Like, as someone that used to be fucking obese, like, I'm sorry, my culture is not your costume type of deal. Like, unless you were actually morbidly obese. Like, if you look at the BMI chart, you have a waist circumference, or like you have at least over 50 pounds of fat to lose, you were not obese. Now, if you feel that way, why do you feel that way? Oh, I deviated and I ate a bunch of food that I knew wouldn't agree with me, so therefore I'm bloated. Okay, well, that didn't cause you to be obese. It causes you to feel bloated, but you caused that. Your body doesn't hate you. Your body's not fighting against you. The only situation, in my opinion, where your body's fighting against you is when you literally have a goddamn autoimmune disease. But to Ash's point, she is the reason, and she owned this in several podcasts, that it sparked. Like, she had all the things, she had all of the fire, and when she had her most stressful part of her entire life, she lit the fuse and her body blew up.
Yeah. And I think back to like one of the things I always say too is like, I know it was my fault, obviously. And like, if I could go back in time, like, my biggest thing is like, I just didn't know. And I can't blame myself, but I can to a point. Like, he's like, oh, I didn't know doing all those things was going to cause this. And that's why you and I coach the way that we do, because we know. And it's like, Okay, well, like I can't, which you don't know, you don't know, right? But and like I didn't have the right support and the right guidance for someone to tell me that this could happen because maybe they didn't know either. But now it's like there are so many resources out there on the internet. We talk about this at multiple different Facebook, Instagram, podcast, whatever. So there are a ton of resources out there, and like it comes down to that common denominator of like stress. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I am the fucking reason. I went in a 10-month long prep, did not have a single diet break whatsoever. Stressed to the nines. My personal life was falling apart at the seams. I started my own business. I was working 70 hours a week. So it's like, cool. That was my fucking fault. And that's why, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, you are the reason you're not fucking losing weight. And it could be something as so simple as like just not being adherent. Like, like, oh, I tried this diet out for a week. Okay, I didn't lose any weight. Like, that's like the thing. Like, people are like, okay, well, like, we always say, like, I have this in my programming for my clients. I'm like, one bad meal is not gonna cause all this fat gain, but also one good meal isn't gonna make you lose all this fucking weight either, right? Like, you can't just expect to eat healthy for 1 week or one day and expect to, feel better, look better overnight, because it doesn't happen like that, And that's the reason, like, we have these issues that stem into something so big, like the hormonal dysregulation, autoimmune disorders, gut and health, like GI issues, estrogen dominance, whatever. We can go all the way down the whole fucking list of these big long names and terms. But most of the time, when clients come to me with these issues, like, what do I do first before we even get labs? Because they're like, let's get labs, let's do this at X, Y, and Z. I'm like, dude, like, let's build you a plan that fosters good health, period. And that comes down to getting on a sleep routine, going to bed every night, and waking up at the same time. Working on stress management, whatever that is. Let's get some, good quality foods in there, like Ash talked about, like having the greens, having the good, micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, eating enough protein, moving your body. And when I say moving your body, it could be like in any fucking way that you enjoy. Like, a lot of people too think they have to do this specific workout, this specific thing, and it's more stressful for them. Like, holy fuck, if I ever showed up to something one day and they're like, oh, the only way to lose weight is to do burpees every day. I was like, okay, I believe that. And I would do all these fucking burpees. I'd be like, I'm miserable doing this. And that's actually going to create more stress psychologically and physically because I don't even want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. This isn't fun for me. So, like, that's another reason why people will fall off on that adherence because it's not enjoyable. So, like, moving your body in a way that, like, not only benefits you physically, but like emotionally and mentally is like so profound.
Exactly. And I know, like, when I was like, especially self-coaching myself, when I was obese, I always be like, oh, why can't I lose weight? Oh, it's because I w insert an excuse. But in reality, I was okay with my sleep, but I overate like the Dickens. It was a lot of processed food, a lot of high calorie food with very little nutrition. I ate fruits and vegetables, but at the same time, it would be like bananas and apples and grapes, and my broccoli would have fucking cheese whiz on top of it. So it's like you have to take ownership for the oh, I said cheese whiz, and Ash like creamed her shorts. What? Go.
No, I just like thought of this. It's like, yeah, like the broccoli and all this stuff. But like, there are people out there that will fucking meal prep, eat their meal prep, but then eat more shit too. Like, oh yeah, like I ate all of my meals on the plans today, but I also went out to dinner, went out and had fucking cheese whiz on everything. Like, like, oh, I ate my broccoli, chicken, and rice, but I put all this shit on top of it.
It's like the sugar-free stuff isn't actually free. Like anything that you do, guys, has a consequence, and consequences aren't bad, right? Like they can be positive, negative, or just neutral. Like it's really just like your perception of the consequence, right? So it's like
Cause and
in my,
effect. What it comes out, it's just like you do this, this happens. You do that, that happens.
exactly. So like
And
during
how
our
you
mentorship
feel.
call with Austin, he was like, we were talking about a client case where a client was like, she had like candida or some type of yeast or something like that. And she ate a piece of cake and all had all these fucking symptoms blow up. And he was like, he's like, if I eat an entire pizza, I'm gonna have a fucking symptom. But it's like, it is one of those things where it is cause and effect. You take care of yourself over time, especially if you're fixing a fuck ton of issues. Like it's going to take some time to fix those issues, of course, but you start taking care of yourself, you start like stacking up those wins, you're going to feel better. Conversely, you neglect yourself, you put yourself last and become a martyr, you're going to feel like dog shit. Like it's literally just cause and effect. And you know, to make matters worse, it's like then you don't have that ownership or that self-awareness or the recognition of why maybe you can't lose weight or you can't be healthy. And it's like, how are you spending your time? What actions are you taking? Like a big thing going around is like people's bodies and people's like health are the result of their actions, and like nailed it. That's so true, right? So if you're overtraining when you are not sleeping or you are not prioritizing the right things that you need to take care of and you're not meeting yourself where you're at and pulling yourself out of those destructive behaviors, you're going to continue to waste time and feel like poop in the process. So how do we break that?
And I want to say, okay, I'm gonna say this story. So, like you said, our actions align with like, you know, what we do, how we look, and whatever. This is so amazing to me. So my labor was a breeze when it came to pushing my kid out. And I 100% believe because I walked every day, I was still training, I was still eating whole foods, I didn't overindulge, and I didn't gain a whole bunch of excess
It
weight.
was those pendulum squats, bitch.
I know. I'm actually like, I have to go do them because I want to do them on the same day that I did them when I went into labor. So I'm like, oh, I
Yes.
haven't done a pendulum in forever. It's just for the gram, but nonetheless, I have a girl that I coach. Same thing. She walked every day. We trained. We ate healthy foods, you know, within moderation for her. She's not as extreme as me. Her labor, a breeze. Went into labor, didn't push that long. Got up, was able to walk. One of my good friends, you know, she had like a little bit more of a difficult time. Didn't really, you know, take care of herself as much. Gained a ton of weight. Labor was like over 30 something hours, like yeah, like insane. And like I know labors are all different, but like your direct actions are gonna like stimulate like what plan or like what course or how you live your life or whatever it may be. And like everything has that cause and effect. So it's like, yeah, you do X, Y, and Z, and if they're beneficial things, like things obviously are going to be easier in the long run. So like I 100% believe that like my pregnancy and my labor and my postpartum, like as far as like my body health, was so good because of all the actions that I did take like during pregnancy. Like if I would have just like, I don't want to say gave up, but like wasn't able to do all the things that I did, like I think everything would have been like 10 times fucking harder. And I think a lot of people live in that world right now. Like everything is 10 times harder for you because of the choices and the actions that you're making every day. Like again, to go back to like, okay, like I have a cortisol that's like fucking 20 in the morning. Well, I also, you know, my breakfast is three shots of espresso and I don't eat until 4 p.m. You know, I just drink coffee and then I have a ghost energy drink for lunch. You know, it's like those actions are what's contributing to the reason like you can't lose weight, you feel like shit, you look like shit, you can't perform, you know, like it all has that cause and effect, and it all starts with like your poor habits. And it sucks that we live in a world or in a country that's like kind of setting us up for failure, but like also like we have a choice. Like I can either X, Y, and Z. And one of the things that's pissing me off so bad right now is like, yes, Donald Trump appointed whatever the fuck his name is to clean up the food industry. Okay, great. I love it. You know, we're going to get rid of some of these things that are in our food allegedly. But here's the thing that I think about. We're so fucking stupid as Americans. People are only going to, you're laughing. People are literally only going to focus on, like, oh, well, it's cleaner now. I can still go to McDonald's every
I
day.
was just about to say, like, have you ever read the views of McDonald's? Like, the 1-star reviews are either poor food quality in terms of like, oh, the fast food workers just slop together this. But the other food qual the other like 1-star reviews are this company is so trash for you. Like, Big Macs cause cancer, and I'm like, bitch, where's the gun to your head? Being like, eat a Big Mac or I'm gonna fucking shoot you. Like, it's your fucking decision.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying too, is like people think everything's going to be healthier, and sure, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, like we'll stop seeing people who, you know, I mean, I've seen this a lot recently, like males who have like really low testosterone and they're like in their early 20s. It's sad.
Dude, the
But like,
lowest or the I had a male that was 23. His testosterone was 200. I was like, bitch, I've seen female testosterone on cycle at 400.
yeah. Well, I shit you not. I saw someone, we were reviewing labs as a team, and there was 22-year-old male. It was like 310.
Was like, how does your wiener work? Like, it's just wild.
And it's, I mean, yes, there's a lot of factors that go into this, but I think a lot of people are going to be really, really miskewed when it comes to like, oh yeah, the food's better. I can still eat like shit. I can still overeat. I can still binge because one portion of it is healthier. This goes back to, oh, one healthy meal, isn't going to do fucking wonders for you.
Yeah, just
But
because your Big Mac's organic doesn't mean it's gonna be good for you. Like,
yeah. And like, honestly, there was a time in my life, dude, and I like hate to admit this. Actually, I already admitted it, but like I was drinking like mucho mangoes. I was drinking like eating like shit and I
what
was
is a
smoking.
mucho mango? Time out. What's a mucho mango?
So Arizona iced tea, that brand, they had a little
Oh, okay.
yeah. So I drank that, which is just straight sugar. And then I would have like Fritos and I would smoke cigarettes all day. And I still went to the gym and still showed up and like I could still like perform. And let me tell you, those habits weren't the best, but like I had zero fucking stress in my life. I slept so good every fucking night. Like some of the others, I'm not saying like you can eat mucho mangoes and it's
Fritos.
fine for your health, but essentially like other aspects of my life were just like top tier
Yeah.
that like it compensated for it. And it's like, and I wasn't like overeating all of it. Like, I didn't have like 30 bags of Fritos, but still nonetheless. But I think people like don't understand, like, okay. This is like a perfect example is like people who like will eat a salad for lunch and it's like the dressing is 400 calories itself.
That was me. That was me in high school, where it's like, I was so fat. And like, again, you can be like, oh, well, you were 16, you didn't know any better, your parents should have taught you, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but here's the deal. If I was able to take ownership of my actions as a child, as an adult, so should you. But like, literally, what I would do at lunch is it would be like a cup of salad, like this, like the size of a skin cream container for like, styrofoam, full of iceberg lettuce, croutons, and cheese. And literally, it's like a cup of salad with half cup of fucking ranch. So it's like at that point, not even 400 calories, like damn near 1,000 calories of dressing. And of course, because I had a salad, I'd also get pizza because health, right? So it's like you gotta draw the line in the sand, and you have to have the awareness enough to be like, your body's not attacking you, your body doesn't hate you, your body's just responding to what you do and how you view what it is that you are doing with that stress perception. So it's like, if you're not sleeping, if you're not eating the right enough nutrients, and whether it's overeating, undereating, whatever, eating a fuck ton of processed food, it's like your body is going to react to that. And if you don't have enough bricks to build the house, you have to take ownership over the fact that it's your doing. So therefore, when you understand like where you're going wrong, if you play the Uno reverse card, you start sleeping better, you start eating more nutrients, you start, going outside and getting off your phone, like you start enjoying your life. You're going to see that your body responds to that in a much healthier way. And so that way, when you do have maybe like athletic goals on top of just being a normal fucking human being, you will start to see that benefit as an athlete, whether your goal is to be a bodybuilder or maybe your goal is just to run a 5K without like, feeling like your aorta is going to explode because you can't breathe. So it's like, whatever your flavor is, whatever your goal is, where you fall on the fitness spectrum, you still have to be a person first and take care of yourself before you stack on top athletic goals.
Yeah, and like that's where like I mean like I feel like I work on that so much with a lot of my health or like lifestyle clients. Like I'm just like I just need you to fucking sleep. Like that's gonna
We
go a
just
long.
sleep.
Like you said, like it, in turn, like everything is like linked. Like you start sleeping better, stress goes down better, your decision making goes better. So then you're gonna eat your meal plan better. So then you're gonna drink your water more. Like it's like that whole like tumbleweed effect is like you just start doing one thing really good, everything else, starts to fall into place. And then you get that, oh wow, I feel good. I should keep doing this. Oh, now I feel good consistently. I start to look good, and it's like that simple. And it just starts with like those basic habits, those actions, and like honestly, like saying fucking no. People can't say no. Like I posted my story the other day. I was like, people are like, how do you just like not eat all that shit you cook your fucking boyfriend and your baby? And I'm like, I just don't put it in my mouth.
Or conversely, another way to think about it, you say yes to yourself. So like we talked about that on the podcast a few weeks ago, where it was like, you're not like you can say no, but you can also say yes. And it's like saying yes to the fact that, whatever, like you were cooking for your son and your significant other out of love. You were meal prepping for them, making sure they had what they're needed. But you also gave what you needed as an athlete and you hit your macros or your meal plan. It's like you said yes to being a loving, nurturing, like mom and spouse, partner, and then also yes to yourself by being a good, supportive human being and then also bodybuilder. You won both.
Yeah, it's like, and like, even like, it's funny because it's like, I don't even think anymore, like since my autoimmune, like I don't even think of it as like, oh yeah, this is just because I need this physique goal to get on stage. I'm like, oh my God, I do not want to feel like shit tomorrow. Like that runs through my head constantly. I'm like, even now, I'm like, oh my God, it's 9 p.m. I got to get to bed in 15 minutes because I don't want to feel like shit tomorrow. I don't like eating that stuff because I don't feel good and it's not worth it to me, especially like gluten and dairy, because like I feel like garbage the next day, like a month or two ago, and I was like, I'm gonna bring down caffeine because I'm drinking it so much, I feel like shit doing it. So like I'm saying yes to feeling better because I want to feel better, versus like you said, like rather than just being like, oh no, can't have this, no, can't have this, it's yes, I can have it because, no one has a gun to my head, but like, do I want that cause and effect that comes with it? Do I want to feel like crap? Do I not want to get good sleep? Do I want to have anxiety? Do I want to not feel comfortable in my skin? Like,
Yeah, your
but
superpower is your level of self-awareness. And then once you have that awareness, what are you going to do with that information? It's like when you recognize that these are your either self-sabotage tendencies or poor habits that you have amalgamated, which is the direct reflection of how you feel now. What are you going to do with that information? Are you going to just continue on with those habits because they're familiar and you feel safe? And yeah, you feel like dog shit, but it's better than the alternative of quote unquote failing, not recognizing that you're failing yourself by not being better, not living up to your true potential. And it's like when you realize that that's kind of like your reality, it's like, okay, well, let's start prioritizing sleep. Let's start prioritizing whole foods. Let's make sure I'm not like downing a frappadappuccino, which is just a caffeine milkshake in the morning. Like when you start saying yes to yourself, you'll notice that your gut issues go away, that you're training better in the gym, that you feel better in your skin, that you don't look 6 months pregnant, even though you haven't had sex in 2 years. It's like there are these things where it's just like you start to feel better, and therefore you're more productive, and you have like better influence over your friends, your family. Like people are going to start taking notice that something is different. And when you tell them that these are the things that you're doing, again, it's like that ripple effect. So it's like rather than blaming your hormones or saying that your body hates you or yada, 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 it's like look, like face facts brutally, like understand that you are the problem and therefore you are the solution. And I feel like we talk about this every single time, but it always applies when you're trying to, why you can't lose weight or why you can't fix your digestion or why your hormones are off. It's like, what are you doing? How are you spending your time? And when you look at things like even fucking hour by hour, if you need to, it's like you bring that level of self-awareness so you can reflect, therefore you can plan and adapt.
Ooh, plan and adapt. That's so
Ooh.
true. I also think too, people just like don't know what it's like to feel good. I didn't until I was 27 years old. I had no fucking clue what feeling good was like. And I
Oh.
thought like running myself into the ground in the gym, not getting enough sleep, eating fast food. Like I thought all of those things were like fun and like that's what was normal, and like now that I don't feel any of that, like yeah, no thanks. Not going back down that path.
So why don't we actually talk about symptoms of feeling good? Because we talk about the symptoms of feeling bad, about feeling stressed, feeling bloated, feeling tired all the time, like not having good sessions.
I'm
Like,
so bad for this.
yeah, it's like what is feeling good? When you eat, not bloating or burping or excessive gas, having normal good digestion where it's like snakes in the toilet, which should be the title of this podcast.
Snakes in the toilet, the
Snakes
Loch
in the
Ness
toilet,
monster.
title of our band.
Seriously, my biggest one for me though, when I feel good, and I love this because this is something that I can tell when it's off that I'm not feeling good, is my mental concentration and lack of brain fog. Dude, like when I'm sharp, when I'm quick-witted, when I can like talk shit to people without having to second think, which it sounds so bad. I mostly just talk shit to my boyfriend's face because it's hilarious. But that's when I know I feel good. When I'm sharp, when I can pay attention, when I'm in tune into a conversation, like my mental is just so, not just like depression and anxiety and like happy and whatever, but like my sharpness and like I can think and I can actually like pay attention and be 100 per like percent present. That's something that feels so fucking good.
For me, like other than like, just feeling good physically, like having stable energy, good cognition, like pumps in the gym, sex drive is a big one too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge one, especially for the ladies. But something like two things that are important to me is wanting and having the willingness to give to others because I know I have the ability to give. Because I've learned a lot where it's like you no longer do that bullshit people pleasing or that martyrism for helping and serving others. Like, I want to serve others because I've already served myself. Like, that's a big biofeedback indicator for myself is my willingness to give, but also my willingness to make myself and other people laugh because I love making people laugh, making myself laugh, because it's just like when you're able to do that, I don't even care what the topic is, even if it's at the expense of myself. The ability to laugh at yourself or laugh at others, the silly goose thing that I made, dude, that was so fucking funny to me. Like, it is something so small, but makes the world of a difference in my own life. And so if I'm able to make myself laugh or make someone else laugh, then I know I'm doing good. 'Cause it's like I have the ability and the want to experience joy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that for you. Another thing I think when I feel good too is like my recovery is really good. Like I don't feel so fucking sore.
Yeah, or you're like your joints don't hurt, you know?
Oh, dude, joint pain's the worst. Oh, I feel bad for people who have like knee pain all the time. Like that's miserable. And then another one for me, like feeling good too, is like when I don't have like a bunch of inflammation. Like I don't have like rings around my ankle where my fucking socks were.
Yeah, like you don't have edema. It just
Dude, that's literally me on an hourly basis, depending on fucking how stressed I am with my life. But yeah, no, like, so like, I think that's good to talk about like what feels good. And like you said, like, I think like for me, especially like bloating's a good one, my mental cognition, being able to laugh and pour into other people's cup without feeling annoyed or
resentful is a big one. Yeah.
yeah, or drained. That's another big one. 'Cause when you start to feel drained and you're doing that, like that's that people. You know, pleasing tendencies.
Exactly.
For me too, like feeling good, like my hair, even though I don't wash it, but I can tell the difference. Like when I was going through all my health stuff, like my hair was very brittle, it was
Yep.
falling out. You know, like now, and my nails never used to grow. And like that's a good feeling to have. Like I have to cut my nails like twice a week now. It's fucking annoying, but I'm like, oh, health. Having a good cycle with minimal symptoms is always a fucking positive too.
Yeah, minimal, not non-existent. 'Cause I feel like there are some people that like really don't understand the female menstrual cycle in detail, where they're just like, if you experience any PMS, you have cancer. And it's like, God, no. It's like as hormones fluctuate, you're gonna feel a little bit of PMS. It just shouldn't be fucking debilitating where you have migraines and have to take off work, or you're soaking through your super tampons every 2 hours.
Right. Well, yeah, people just think like, I don't know, we can cure all, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, it's just, it goes back to people just like don't like being uncomfortable, but like what you're doing every day is uncomfortable because you're fucking off. But yeah, no, I think, yeah, that was a good point to make. But yeah, I think those are like my biggest things, like not having like consistent joint pain. Trying to think like what else makes me feel like so good. I think performance in the gym is a big one for me, but that's bodybuilding.
I would say having willingness and drive to live your life, like feeling like you can get out of bed with enough energy that you're looking forward to the day, even if the day presents challenges, is a good one. Just making sure that you kind of have like your noggin on straight. I think another thing is like not feeling like your anxiety is controlling you, where it's like you just feel like constantly on edge, where you feel that you can make decisions without like so much pressure where it feels like you can't move. Because I feel like that's a lot of the type A tendencies where you feel like constantly stimulated, where it's like if you're able to actually take a deep breath and fully like expand your diaphragm to fully fill up your lungs, dude, I could not do that for so long. It would always be like chest breathing, but the ability to actually take a deep breath and fully fill your cavity with your like air in your lungs, that's something that I've only experienced this past year.
Dude, that's crazy. So like this is probably gonna be like, the last thing I wrap up on because I've been like talking so much, but like having that is terrible. And I have not experienced that since like going through like my gut healing phase and everything until like that week or a couple weeks before Mark pulled me out of the gym. So within the last month, like it was hard for me to take a deep breath. I felt like I was constantly having, you know, palpitations. There was an
Yep.
elephant on my chest. Like I couldn't sit still. I always felt the need to do tasks.
Yes.
And like I was always just like reaching and reaching and reaching, and nothing was like fulfilling or providing
Yep.
comfort. And that's how I used to live. And like the thing about that is like I think about this too, and ties into like the topic of this conversation is like, okay, like I'm like, oh man, something's wrong. Like my hormones are fucked up. Like I was like, sure, my adrenals were probably screaming at me, right? And if I would have tested them, it would have been like, okay, yeah, like maybe my cortisol is high. I mean, naturally, I was actually looking back at my reverse T3 from July. Dude, it was 38. Yeah, that's high, guys. That's real fucking high. So it was, yeah. So like, but what did we do? We didn't change anything. Like with we didn't put me on any like adaptogens. We didn't do X, Y, and Z. We just pulled me out of the gym, told me to get some sleep, and told me like and just you know, I don't want to say figure it out, but just do like the fundamentals, the basics. And like now I'm like, oh my God, like I can breathe again. I don't have like that, you know, real tightness or panicky feeling in my fucking chest. Like I feel great. And like I said, like if you would have pulled labs, like sure, I'm sure they're probably skewed at some point, but like what's gonna make them better is doing the fundamentals, getting that sleep, getting my water and hitting my meal plan, filling my cup up, which is like has lately just been like spending a lot of time with my family without being on my phone, turning work off. That's been a big one for me. Like in the morning, I don't even grab my phone until I'm done walking on my treadmill and reading my book. And then I have a hard stop for when I am done with work, 7:30 p.m. every day. And before I was like really pushing that boundary. And now I'm like, nope, here we are. We're done. And that's really, really helped me. And like again, I feel fucking great in a matter of, you know, 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
I mean, you can't outcoach stress.
Wow.
Like, can't do it.
Nope.
Like, there's no amount of adaptogens, ashwagandha, fucking sleep sups that can outcoach it and can out protocol it. It's like your body's gonna have a breaking point. Everyone's breaking point is gonna be a little bit different. Some people's bodies are more resilient than others, but that doesn't give you a free pass to absolutely destroy and wreck yourself. So it's like you have to have that level of self-awareness and you have to have that willingness to change. And that's just kind of like the long and short of it.
Yeah, the willingness to change is like a big one too.
And the
I think.
courage, because like
Yeah.
it's hard, it's scary. There's a lot of unknowns, but like when you understand that like there is going to be challenges, but challenges aren't bad. Consequences don't always have to be negative, dude. That's where it's like you go from Ash, who practically reversed her fucking Hashis and was so healthy to the point she kind of had like a surprise baby and now has like an amazing fucking life. Or you like or me, where you used to be fucking morbidly obese and now you're like healthy. And, you know, not super muscular, but like not a fucking Pillsbury dough girl like I used to be. So it's like, if we can change, you can change because we are no better than you. We are not your Roman Empire. We are just human beings like you.
Yeah, I mean, even before all that, like I was an alcoholic, so I just like turning my life around is what like I could do it. And there was a time where like, you know, I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day and I would drink 4 bottles of wine a day, and that was my every day.
That's almost impressive. Like, if you think about that level of self-destruction, that's almost impressive that you lasted as long as you did.
Yeah. And I used to tell myself this all the time, and this is so bad. It's like, because I was in like a lot of pain and I was like, nobody's going to hurt me more than I will hurt myself. And that was just, look at your face. That was just
Because
like my,
I've said that to myself before, too. It's like,
that's where my destructive behaviors just went so wild to the point where like they were obviously out of control. But like I was like, nobody's gonna hurt me more than I'm gonna hurt myself. And I'm gonna prove that. And that's why I got to the point of excessive alcohol abuse, cigarettes,
God, I hate that because I know exactly how that feels. And it's like you don't want anyone else to ever feel like that. So when you know when you feel, oh.
Yeah. So like that's why it was like I could drink 4 bottles of wine a day. And like that was like on like a normal day. Like, mind you, on the weekends when I was going out, way more than
Well,
that.
yeah, you owned a fucking keg too. Like you just bought kegs.
I mean, that was like, you know, like people are like, oh yeah, I wake up and have like orange juice with breakfast. I would wake up and have a beer with breakfast. Like that was normal for me. Disgusting.
Jesus God. All right, dude. What are you thankful for? And we'll wrap it up here.
Ooh, let's see. What am I thankful for? So honestly, this is going to be one that I don't know if it's like to gloat or not, and I don't really want it to be like that, but I am very thankful that I took that assistant coaching job and that I've been doing really well. So I have honestly, my finances have increased a lot, and I'm very, very grateful that I am able to throw my kid a really fun first birthday party and be able to provide gifts for my family for Christmas this year.
That's a good one. And that's, you're allowed to be happy and proud of your success. It's not gloating. I feel like gloating is a perception, or if that's all that you had, then maybe, but like I'm happy for your success because like again, if you can do it, so anyone else can do it when it comes to like coaching and their priorities and helping the priorities. So I'm happy for you and I'm excited for AJ's birthday bash. That'll be really, really good.
I'm gonna send you a bunch of pictures. It's really exciting. It's cool to be able to he's one, not that it really matters, but I'll remember it, you know?
No, it matters big time. It does matter. I mean, like, even if he won't remember it, like, you'll still have photos for him to look back on or whatever. Like, that's so cool. I love that.
Tell me what you're grateful for. Let's
I
go.
am thankful for the fact that I get to see my dad and his wife the day after Christmas. They are going to come down and we're going to see the James Island County lights with them. And that's really good because I wasn't able to see them at Thanksgiving. I am also thankful for just the success of my business and the amazing people that I'm able to work with and help because like, you know, this month and even the like, tail end of November, you just got like a lot of signups, which is like really encouraging. And again, like I just love what I do and being able to help people, whether it's step on stage or step into a new pair of pants or step into their own, like it's so fucking rewarding. It really is the best job in the world, in my opinion. And I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to see a friend on Friday, and we were able to watch the Christmas tree lighting in Goose Creek. And although it was cold as fucking tits, it was still a lot of fun to watch the tree lighting and, you know, have some IRL friendship time, which is hard when you're an online coach.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And it's cool, getting in the holiday spirit. I'm happy. I'm happy you did all that. What a great win, monthly win for you. I love that.
All right, guys, behave yourselves. Peace.
Adios.